This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with award-winning dentist and author Dr. Kourash Madahi from Dr. Kourash Madahi Cosmetic and Anti-Aging Dentistry, located in Beverly Hills, California. And Dr. Madahi, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and really appreciate your coming out to be with us here today. So let's dive right into it. Our dental care has traditionally focused on killing bacteria, but does our mouth have any good bacteria?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest myth. We've been sort of bombarded by the news that bacteria is bad, but yet 98% of the bacteria in our mouth are healthy, good bacteria that is protecting us against disease and infection. So the first thing people have to know, we actually as human beings are made out of bacteria. What does that mean? We have somewhere between 70 trillion to 100 trillion bacteria to about 10 trillion human cells. And the bacteria is providing vital function. Without bacteria, we would not be able to be alive. So we depend on them for vitamin K production. That's why we don't bleed to death. We depend on bacteria for digestion, for also the mood neurotransmitter production in our brain, which is the serotonin and dopamine, and so many other vital functions. So bacteria is a key. There's good bacteria, and that's what's helping us protect ourselves.
Yeah, certainly some great information to clear up some of those myths that are out there. Now, why is our diet so important to our overall care of our mouth, and not just obvious sugar, coffee, wine, but other foods as well?
Yeah, so, you know, if we start to look at the whole idea of what's affecting the health of our mouth and then health of our body, because there's a connection, then we start to also focus on the diet. So in our mouth, as we just talked about, 98% of the bacteria are good bacteria. So we got to see what is it that also destroys the good bacteria. So when you're having food or vegetables, let's start with vegetables, that has pesticides in it. Pesticide is antibacterial. So what it does is starts to destroy the good bacteria in our mouth. It also then, as you swallow it, it destroys the good bacteria in our gut. Then we go into when we are drinking alcohol, the same thing is happening in our mouth and in our body. When we're eating meat that has antibiotic in it, be it beef or chicken, that starts to also harm the good bacteria in our mouth and also in our gut. So diet has a lot to do with what happens in terms of our protection that we have in our mouth.
That's certainly some interesting information and great insight as well. Tell us also, what is the microbiome diet outline in your book, The Toxic Overload, and who should follow it?
Good. So let me first explain to you what is a microbiome. Microbiome is a series of microorganisms, mainly made out of good bacteria. And there is some small level of bad bacteria, some small levels of viruses and fungi in it. Where is the microbiome? Microbiome is on our skin. So it covers all of our skin. It's in our eyes, in our nose, in our ears, in our mouth, in our gut, and in the birth canal. What is the primary function? The primary function of microbiome is to protect us against disease and infection. So when we're thinking about our immune health, microbiome is the first line of defense. Our immune system gets kicked in as a secondary. So when there is inflammation or infection is where our immune system gets activated. But primarily is our microbiome that is trying to keep infection and inflammation out of our system. So then I talk about that we have two immune systems then. The primary immune system is the microbiome. Secondary is our own immune system. Now, when we're talking about a microbiome diet, is again, we're going back and talking about a diet that does not destroy the microbiome. First, it starts, believe it or not, with your oral care products. Oral care products are traditionally, they are antiseptic, they kill bacteria. So if you're killing the bacteria, you're destroying the microbiome in your mouth. And you're destroying the microbiome in the gut. Even though people are just rinsing their mouth with the antiseptic mouthwash or brushing their teeth with the antiseptic toothpaste and spitting it out, still the alcohol, still all of these ingredients that are antimicrobial gets absorbed into our bodies through the tissues of the mouth and also into our blood system. So it is very key to understand that in order to have a microbiome safe diet, it starts with, first of all, not using antiseptic mouthwashes and toothpaste. Two, antibiotic free types of food with the meat. And then also consumption of alcohol has to be very moderated because it destroys it. The other part of it also is that when we're constantly using hand sanitizers, we're destroying the microbiome on our hands. So again, soap and water is the best way to protect ourselves, but at the same time, not to destroy the microbiome on our skin.
Fabulous information shared so far. Really appreciate your visit with us today. We're speaking with award-winning dentist and author Dr. Kodash Madahi from Dr. Kodash Madahi Cosmetic and Anti-Aging Dentistry in Beverly Hills here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Also, as we continue on, you say gum disease is an indication of possible health disease. Bad breath can also indicate lung cancer and exclusive bleeding of the gum points to a bad diet. What do you recommend to your patients as the genesis of these problems begin in one's mouth?
Yeah, so the key part of it is having a healthy gums. So that becomes the main part of it. So anybody who has bleeding gums, when they're flossing or they're brushing their teeth and their gums bleed, that is an indication of inflammation. Now, one has to figure out, is the inflammation, is it due to a systemic problem or due to something that's going on in the mouth? If something is happening in the mouth, means you got to get regular cleanings, making sure that the plaque and the tartar buildup around the teeth is cleaned up, because within the plaque and the tartar buildup, there are toxins that are being released that are destroying the gum, the tooth structure, and the bone. And then what we also know is that the correlation between gum disease, heart disease, diabetes, lung cancer, colorectal cancer, premature babies, Alzheimer's, and everything else. So again, this is very much related. Healthy mouth, healthy body, and also indications of something going on systemically with the stomach or with the lung that shows up in the mouth as bad breath is also has to be investigated as well. So proper hygiene, regular checkups, is a key to making sure that the inflammation in the mouth is contained. And if there is no inflammation, and yet there's still some other issues such as bad breath, systemically, we have to be checked to make sure that there's nothing else going on with our body.
Yeah, really some good information on that as well. Now, during the mask mandates, during the COVID pandemic, many of us have discovered we have bad breath. What can one do to safely take care of that problem?
Yeah, so first, we have to look at what happens when you're wearing a mask most of the day. One of the things that happens first is that there is a dry mouth effect. And the dry mouth effect inside the mouth, what it does, it causes bad breath, number one. But more importantly, what it does is that the cavity-causing bacteria in our mouth gets shut up because there is less saliva protecting us. So again, saliva is a first line of defense. If the saliva goes down, mouth is dry, then the chances for inflammation in the gum and getting cavity goes up. So what happened after the pandemic, one of the things that we really saw is that what is called masked mouth in our practice. And what that meant was that gums are very, very inflamed and there's a wide variety of cavities where people didn't really have cavities before. And again, that was because of the dry mouth aspect of wearing a mask all day long. So you got to get to the dentist, please have checkups, get the gums and the teeth looked at. And then The other part of it is the home care. Like, you're not going to go to the dentist every day. As a result, the home care hygiene is a key part of it. So using a toothpaste, mouthwash, flossing and brushing is very key. And people, I don't think, really realize how effective is a mouthwash, because our teeth makes up only 24% of our mouth. So just constantly just brushing it and thinking that is all that we care about is not the way to go, because there's all sorts of other tissue in our mouth that bacteria and viruses can attach to. So the key part of it then is to make sure you're using a mouthwash. Now, when we're talking about the mouthwash and toothpaste, unlike what we've been taught for 70 years, is we should not use antiseptic types of mouthwashes and toothpaste, which is basically what you see on the shelves. Anything that says kills 99.9% of the germs is killing 98% of the good bacteria and destroying the microbiome. So microbiome safe type of oral care products such as Lumino, which doesn't kill any bacteria, but neutralizes the toxins of the bacteria, is the way to go. So that's what we have to be looking at. The new science is protect your microbiome. And this science is actually being proven on the skin and in the gut. So if you go to buy any type of cosmetics for women, you see that they're all of the products, now they're clean ingredients and they do not destroy their microbiome. And for gut health, there's a lot of talk of eating things that are clean so that the gut microbiome is being protected. And what we're saying is that the mouth is the key. The key is to make sure that we're not killing the microbiome. Also, the way that we're killing it, wearing a mask all day long and not having enough saliva, is destroying what's happening in our mouth as well.
Lastly, and one last thought and question here, as we are lifting off masks, what are some of the things that we should be mindful of when it comes to our dental health?
I think main thing is that getting a checkup and making sure that if there is any sort of a bleeding in the gums, if there is any tartar buildup, it gets cleaned up, because inflammation in the mouth can spread through the body through the inflammatory markers. The mouth is a very specialized organ, particularly because the rate of absorption of what happens in the mouth to go through the body goes through multiple different ways. One is you are swallowing things through the mouth. The other thing is that the tissue also absorbs things. So there was a study that was done that the person was rinsing their mouth with an antiseptic mouthwash that has a blue, green, yellow, purple dye in it. You know, all of the different mouthwashes have some sort of a dye. And what they did was, after rinsing their mouth for 60 seconds and then taking their blood, they saw within 60 seconds there is alcohol and the dye already in the blood system. This is why the cardiologists tell the patient that are having a heart attack to put a couple of nitroglycerin pill underneath their tongue, because it gets absorbed into their body faster than swallowing it. So if there's something going on in the mouth, if there's inflammation in the mouth, again, what happens is that the rate of absorption through the blood system starts to go up. So the key part, again, let's get rid of inflammation by having checkups, proper cleanings as a first step, and then making sure that if there is any cavities that started due to wearing a mask, is being looked after before it becomes bigger and ending up with root canals and everything else.
Dr. Madahi, really appreciate your time and for what you do in this space and for all the insight shared here today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get more information on yourself as well as your book, The Toxic Overload. Where can folks get more information?
Yeah, so my website, drmadahi.com, the book is also available. The Toxic Overload is also available on Amazon, and also the microbiome safe products such as luminohealth.com. It shows people a wide variety of products that they can use, such as toothpaste, mouthwash, and things that they can use that is microbiome safe, certified non-toxic, and it's really what we are going after without destroying the mouth enamel, gums, or anything else.
Again, Dr. Madahi, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
And you as well. And thanks so much. We've been speaking with award-winning dentist and author Dr. Kodash Madahi from Dr. Kodash Madahi Cosmetic and Anti-Aging Dentistry in Beverly Hills, California. And for all the details, visit drmadahi.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.